I went to the Senate office building one day, and I was followed by a GM paid detective, and he lost track of me. I guess I went in an elevator. He went up, and then he went down. It's like out of a movie. And so he went to the guard and said, have you seen someone who looks like this? And the guard said, what are you asking that kind of question for? What are you doing here? And it turned out that it was traced back to General Motors. And there was a big Senate hearing, huge media coverage, and it led to the fastest regulatory legislation for safety over the auto companies in American history.
But I want to understand this. He wasn't just following you. It was more than that in terms of what you believe GM was trying to do here.
Yeah, well, the GM was trying to get dirt on me to discredit my book on safety and speed and the forthcoming testimony before a Senate committee.
Well, find out if you, like, break the speed limit when you drive, or what were they looking for?
Oh, any kind of dirt. They're trying to sexually entrap me.
They put, like, pretty girls in front of you?
Yeah, at the cookie counter in the store.
But you didn't go for it?
No, even though I have a sweet tooth.
So in the end, I saw the front page article. It's 1970, front page of the New York Times. There was a settlement. GM settled.
Yeah, they settled for $425,000. It was a lot of money then. And I took it and started the first of the public interest advocacy groups.
So that answers the question. The settlement didn't all go to lawyers.
No, not at all. In fact, it was very nice to take on GM with lawyers who were paid with money from the settlement. That was sort of ironic.
Your point is the most important thing is that these revelations helped cast a spotlight on this case, which actually led to regulation, not just about invasion of privacy, but about a lot more.
Yeah, I helped launch the modern consumer movement. There was auto safety legislation, then air pollution, water pollution, product safety legislation, on and on in the late 60s and early 70s. And it's prevented millions of lives from being lost and tens of millions of injuries. And regulation, law and order against corporate bad behavior works.
Consumer advocate Ralph Nader, thank you very much.
You're welcome, David.